Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you please be seated? Today is Battle of Britain Sunday. Remember? It's a long time ago now, Battle of Britain Sunday. But we have another Battle of Britain going on at present. In fact, it's a battle of the world, really, against COVID. And we all have to be careful, do our best to wear our masks in public and to keep 2 metres apart when we're doing other things. We all try to do our best in order to get rid of this awful thing called COVID. Sometimes, though, we don't succeed, do we? Sometimes we fail. Just as the disciples this morning were actually arguing among themselves. They were failing in a different way, though. They wanted to be greatest, apparently. Who is the greatest among them? They forgot that Christ came to serve and not to be served. And like their master, they were there to serve and not to be served, whether it be from one another or from everybody else. For we this morning are disciples as well. We are disciples of Christ. And we are supposed to be wise as Christians. James describes two kinds of wisdom. One is the wisdom from above, from heaven, from God. Shows itself in rightful living, in humility, peacefulness, caring for others, being aware of others and their needs. The other wisdom, in inverted commas, is, I suppose, what you might call selfishness, self-interest, and it is, unfortunately, demonic and a grotesque parody of the first wisdom. Sadly, of course, we're all open to the influence of both, aren't we? Both wisdoms. And James pleads with his readers to choose wisely. Because both these kinds of wisdom produce results. They both affect our relationship with God. They both affect our relationship with each other, too. For the selfishness that comes from within cuts us off not only from other people around us, family, friends, neighbours, those we meet, any acquaintances, it also cuts us off from God. It is, of course, called sin. It's what cuts us off from the name of God, selfishness. It's an evil wisdom that distorts our living and our lives, and we need to be careful of it. For it comes into all sorts of things. It comes into all our relationships. Gets in the way. And as James points out, it causes discontent and all sorts of other things as well. Disputes, conflicts. But we're not left alone to grapple with this on our own. We have the power of Christ with us. He walks beside us in life, and if we are aware of him and alert to him in our lives, as we are alert to God in our lives, we have the strength to resist and to do the right things rather than the wrong things. It's never easy. It's never easy to do the right thing, especially if it seems more profitable or better, more pleasurable to do the wrong thing. But we must always try to do right. We must resist temptation, and we can, with the power of Christ in us. Put selfish ambition aside. There's nothing wrong with being self-concerned, because you need to be clean and tidy and in good health and aware of others. Self-concern is fine. It's selfishness that gets in the way of things, gets between us and other people, and us and God, and us and Christ. We need, of course, to look to Christ himself for our example. The example of Jesus as a suffering servant from Isaiah. For Christ came not to serve, or not to be served rather, but to serve. You must get it right when you're preaching. Christ came to serve, not to be served. And we also are here to serve our fellows and not be served. Yep, as I say, we're not alone. Christ is with us. He walks with us. And when selfish ambition rears its ugly head, as it will do, we can stop and think and pray to get strength to resist and to do the right thing and not the wrong thing. Now to God be the glory. Amen.